The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Beginning with his blessed name, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not only a name. We have been told that, remember, the name comes with its own barakat and blessings. And it's a religious tradition. It's not just a cultural issue. It is a religious tradition that if Allah blesses you with a son, then you name that son as Muhammad. And one of the, and that's why you will see in the Muslim world, and in general, in the world, you know, the most common name, I was just searching to see if there is any, you know, numbers given. It's interestingly that one of the most common name in the world is the name of the Prophet. You know how many people use that name now? You have 96,566,867 people. Of course, I calculated all different variations of the spelling, M-U, M-O, with double M or single M or E at the end or A before the D. But you put it together, you get this number there. And so it is indeed one of the most common names in the world at the moment. Just two ahadiths on this issue from the Imam. Our sixth Imam had a companion by the name of Abu Harun. And he says that I was a Jalis. Jalis means somebody who would sit in this gathering regularly. And of course, he was from Medina. He says, but then, you know, there were a few days that I was not able to attend his gathering. And then when I came, after the absence of a few days, you know, Imam looked at him and he says, you know, Lam araka munza ayyam, ya Abu Harun. You know, Abu Harun, I haven't seen you for a few days. When I ask people, you know, they get afraid. Oh, he's looking at me that I'm absent. But this is the Imam, you know, it's just more, it's out of low for the followers. And so he said, you know, Walid Ali Ghulamun, you know, a son has born to me, and, you know, I was busy with that. And so Imam says, Barakallahu fi, may Allah bless him, your son. Fama sammaytuhu, what did you name your son? And he says, I said, I named him as Muhammad. The sixth Imam, when he heard that, out of joy, started, you know, putting his cheek on the ground as if he was doing sajda. And he says, you know, he was saying, Muhammad, 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 out of the joy that he had. And then he says, bi nafsi wa bi wuldi wa bi ahli wa abawayya wa bi ahli al-ardi kullihum jami'an al-fada lir-rasulillah. He says, I swear here with my own life, the life of my children, of my family, my parents, and all the people on this earth, and they would be sacrificed. We are willing to sacrifice all these lives for the sake of Rasulullah. And then he says to Abu Harun, this is for the fathers and the mothers who have a child named as Muhammad. لا تسبه. Do not verbally abuse him. ولا تضربه. Do not hit him. ولا تسيء إليه. And do not be bad to him. This is because of the barakat of the name of Rasulullah. وَعَلَمَ أَنَّهُ لَيْسَ فِي الْأَرْضِ دَارٌ فِيهَا إِسْمُ مُحَمَّدٍ إِلَّا وَهِيَ تُقَدَّسْ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ. There will be no house which has a child name is Muhammad, but that every day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, showers his barakat and blessing on that house. Another hadith from the sixth Imam, quoting his forefathers, going to Rasulullah himself. He says, whoever, you know, has four children, especially four sons, وَلَمْ يُسَمِّ عَهَدُهُمْ بِإِسْمِ, and doesn't name any one of those four sons by my name, فَقَدْ جَفَانِي, he has been unfair to me. So Rasulullah wants us to, you know, maintain our relationship with him in different ways. And one of the ways is that basically if you have a child, you know, a son, you know, you name that by the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's how a tradition started, and I would like to share with you, at least follow this much. The sixth Imam says, لَا يُولَدْ لَنَا وَلَدٌ إِلَّا سَمَّيْنَاهُ مُحَمَّدًا. Whenever a son is born in our family, we name that son as Muhammad. فَإِذَا مَضَى لَنَا سَبْعَةَ أَيَّامٍ, at least for first 7 days, we call him Muhammad. After 7 days, if you want to keep another name, you know, you may do so. فَإِنْ شَئِنَا غَيَّرْنَا, if we want, we change it. وَإِنْ شَئِنَا تَرَكْنَا, otherwise we let it remain. And so at least even if you don't want to name your child on the birth certificate as Muhammad, at least for the first 7 days, call that child by the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was a simple one. Now I come to another hadith, which is more, in a way, significant, where the sixth Imam is talking about the influence of the Prophet and on the faith, on Islam. You see, for us, when we say Rasulullah, you know, Muhammad is Rasul. In English, how do we translate that? We say he's Rasul means what? Messenger. Now when you use the word messenger, you have to be careful. Don't start thinking of Rasulullah as a messenger the way we use it now. Na'uzu billah, he's not like the postman or the, you know, courier delivery fellow. Because they are also messengers. When they bring the parcel or the letter to you and give it to you at home, but they have nothing to do with what is in that parcel. Probably they would not even know, unless it is written there in the slip, that what is inside. Rasulullah is not something like that, that Allah said, okay, I'm giving the Quran to you as a messenger, and you convey this to the Ummah. No. The message of Islam, which comes in the form of Quran, is not a message of that kind. The messenger plays an integral role in that message itself. He knows it has been revealed on his heart, and then he conveys that to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who revealed this Quran, as I used this term before, it's not that it was a book, you know, he was getting published by the publishers who put a limitation that, oh, no more than 2,000 pages. Or not more than this size. Rasul, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have written everything in there. Even those things which were of permanent, you know, nature as far as the teachings of Islam is concerned. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't do it. Many things, you know, he just gives it a general guidelines, and then he's forcing us to ask the messenger for the details. The details are not in the message. To know them, the details, we have to go to the Rasul himself. And he will explain to us. He will demonstrate that to us. And that is where we have to realize, you know, Islam is not only Quran. Islam is the total of Quran and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.